Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way it works, the way it should work anyway. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me. You know, I know there could be, as I jokingly say, but, you know, there's 3,000 other shows you could be watching right now. Or listening to, for that matter. And you've chosen this one, and I very much appreciate that. It is a big deal. So thanks for being with me. Thanks for taking your time to listen, to tune in, to be involved. But I very much do appreciate it. All right. Let me see. I got so many stories I want to hit. That's the problem. too much. All right. Google, or Alphabet shares, took a tumble today. They raised about $70 billion in market value for that company after that woke Gemini chatbot. Remember that one? I guess apparently it was hallucinating to show this crazy racial bias it has. Built into it, apparently. If you saw the pictures, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know I'm telling you the truth. So just imagine you were an investor, you were excited about this new endless opportunities that artificial or AI will afford you, will provide for you, right? What it's going to do for the future of satiety as a whole. And you decide to be part of it, and you invest your hard-earned money. You know, one of the leading forces of business, Alphabet, the owner of Google, one of the largest and most powerful tech companies on the planet. Right? You sit back, you relax, you're paying attention. You know that Google's going to bring you some money, right? I mean, always has. You know, seriously. Well, this thing went sideways, and it went sideways big. So Google's parent company lost more than $70 billion in market value in a single trading day. Now, the price move was a result of the woke chatbot's bizarre image debacle that they say they're working on. It's really funny. They say they're working on it, right? And in working on it, it's going to take them months to fix it. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, well, wait a minute, just unload the update you did. You don't have a backup. You don't have a way to reverse it. Take it out and fix it. It's almost, they are trying to change a wheel on a moving car. When in all reality, they could stop the darn thing, swap it out, and move forward. So I'm not so sure that they want to fix it. Just my idea, okay? That massive, according to the New York Post, a massive hit came after George was forced to pause its Gemini chat. Google, I'm sorry, not George. I was looking at George Washington. Was forced to pause its Gemini chatbot image creation tool, which was turning out factual and historically inaccurate images. Black Vikings, female NHL players. Diverse versions of American founding fathers, even an Asian woman dressed in a Nazi German uniform. Because we know that was true. Yeah. The chatbot's bizarre behavior could fuel public concerns that Google is an unreliable source for AI. And they're right. You know, one thing about the internet, that big interweb, was, you know, you only have to bite somebody a few times and they don't come back. That simple. Now, while the tumble in the stock price could be reverted, what would happen if an even greater percentage of users grow concerned about Google's issues, the way it thinks the direction it goes in? Now, the plunge came on the day that Google DeepMind CEO Demis Hassabis admitted that Gemini's image tool would be offline for a few weeks while we try to fix it. We've taken the feature offline while we fix that. We're hoping to have that back online very shortly in the next couple of weeks. Yeah, but you can still, well, all right, right this second, I don't know, but you can still get to it, even after he made the statement. DeepMind CEO Demis said Monday that, you know, the tool's taken offline. We're going to be working on it. It's not working as intended. Well, maybe it is working as intended. I don't know. Right? This came during his appearance at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. Now, the behavior is clear evidence that it's received politically biased training. I mean, this doesn't just happen. All right? Can we just be honest about it? The AI engine didn't wake up in the middle of the night and go, yeah, you know what? I think today we'll make everybody black. Oh, black and female. Yeah, that'll do it. So the complaints surged after politically charged tweets by Google's Gemini product led a whole bunch of people to take a look. I don't know. Jack Krasick allegedly resurfaced last week in an old post which went viral on X. He allegedly stated that white privilege is a blanking real and America is a rifle with erogenous, oh, I'm sorry, here, egregious racism. Anyway, bottom line with it is this. That coding, you have to understand these things are coded. They're programmed. Somewhere in that programming, those things were tied together. Those things were an option for that engine to look for or look at. Where possible, you know, make the character black. Where possible, make the character a female. I'm not saying that those are the exact terms. But what I'm telling you is somebody who was in that world for many, many, many years. That was not, that was an unexpected accident. I'll put it that way. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's a way we win. It's a way we make things happen. And again, I want to get back to, once you're informed, you can engage. As you heard a caller earlier, calling and asking questions based on assumptions, having no actual clues to what a company did. And that's what you need to do. You need to make sure that the information you're getting is true and correct and you can work with it. It doesn't make you look like a fool. And it is a big deal. You know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In case you've been living under a rock, Trump crushed Nikki Haley today. And not only that, you know, our good friend Rick Schrader had sent me some numbers earlier. I don't know if they, you know, once the numbers start coming together, you know, they go through them, clean them up, and all that other stuff. Once the numbers start coming together, we'll really know what's going on. Okay? Let me see. Yeah. I should have had these ready. What do you want from me? Okay. You know, you might... He's asking me to mention and some of these numbers. Like I said, it's been a little while, so the numbers have been updated. But to give you an idea what the percentages are, where they're at, Biden got 155,000 votes. Biden got 155,000. Trump got 193,000 votes. All right? These are even bigger than Obama's numbers. And when you look at where Biden is and where he came out in all this, you had so many people, what I was telling you earlier, you had so many people come out and say, you know, I'm not voting for Biden, and in November I am voting for Donald Trump. Democrats. Because they were saying point blank, Joe Biden has done nothing for them. Right? So it may be a sign that Dem enthusiasm is down in that area. Right? This is bad. I mean, an incumbent president who sees this is a problem, right? Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. And, you know, again, this is why I say you look at the numbers. You look at where stuff is coming in. You look at who's voting, why, and how. It is a big deal. Well, if you recall Jean-Pierre, and again, I want to play two quick clips. I know, you can't get her out of your head. Once you hear her, it's over. I want you to listen to carefully what she said about the soldiers who lost their lives. Take a listen.
Obviously, our deepest condolences go out, and our heartfelt condolences go out to the families who lost three folks who are military folks, who are brave, who are always fighting, who are fighting on behalf of this administration.
Well, first of all, let me say, they weren't fighting on behalf of the administration. They were fighting for freedom, liberty, and peace for people in another country. Okay, that's number one. And, you know, she is a communications... all right, let me rephrase this. She's supposed to be. She identifies as a communications expert. How hard could this be? Our hearts and prayers, our condolences go out to the family of the three military personnel that lost their lives defending liberty and freedom for others. I don't even get paid the money she gets. It ain't that hard. And that's why this is so dumb to let them get away with this. And then you heard that woman on CNN the other day, thought she had a clue. As to what thought she had a clue as to what Christianity is about. Take a listen.
Not Christians, by the way, because Christian nationalists is very different, is that they believe that our rights as Americans, as all human beings, don't come from any earthly authority. They don't come from Congress. They don't come from the Supreme Court. They come from God.
Yeah. Yeah, so Christian nationalists and the nation of Christian believe that our rights come from God, right? Because the Declaration doesn't say that. Nowhere do our founding fathers ever talk about our rights coming. So I guess they were Christian nationalists too. Their comments. Oh God, I would have a field day with this, right? So. I guess they were Christian nationalists back then. The founders fully believed in their writings and everywhere else, right? That they believed that God-given rights preceded human law. Right? They designed the government around these rights. You know why? So that the government couldn't take your rights away. That was the whole reason behind it. So it's just amazing. And then one of the Freedom from Religion people sent me something. He said, the Bill of Rights doesn't mention God. No, it doesn't have to. It was an afterthought. Do your homework, for God's sakes. Because God is mentioned on all the upfront papers and pieces. Right? I had this. I wasn't going to do this tonight. But I have the original, the constitutions from states all across the country. In the early days. And you sit there and scratch your head and go, my God, how did we get this so wrong at this point? You have to scratch your head. We had to work overtime, frankly, to screw this up. No joke. Every one of the states had mention of God, the Almighty God, the Christian God, whatever. Every single one of them. In their original constitution. We came along afterward and said, oh, no, you idiots. You don't know what you're talking about. Created one of the most, we're called a successful experiment, by the way. And I'm okay with that, whatever. Right? Now, she has since had it.
Oh, I'm leaning against.
She has since had it handed to her for her ignorance, which is the way it should be. Yeah, I'm going to find those. I'll get back to you when we come back from a break. Joe Messina, you're listening to the Joe Messina Show. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News Update. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is criticizing the president's upcoming visit to the border this week, dismissing it as merely a photo opportunity.
Joe Biden and the Democrats deliberately broke this system. They caused the highest rate of illegal immigration in history.
Cruz says if Trump is reelected, there will be a decrease in the rate of illegal immigration because he will enforce existing laws. According to a recent poll by Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters. The survey found that a significant number of voters perceive this issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. University of Texas researchers found that administering the antiviral drug Paxlovid after a COVID-19 diagnosis based on NIH data from high-risk patients during the 2022 Omicron variant wave could save lives and money. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. You can thank the Freedom From Religion Foundation for this segment. I mean that sincerely, because I get these emails from time to time. Let me tell you what, 85% of the emails I get from atheists are respectful and nice, ask questions, and don't agree. They don't agree with me, and I get it. You know, how do you explain this or how do you explain that? And I'm okay with that. I think it's great. I think it's great. It opens up conversation. But when you say our founding fathers wanted nothing to do with God, you know, they just keep being, and they do not pay attention. They don't want to do their homework. And with all due respect to teachers who really want to teach and do the right thing, you've got to pay attention to what you're teaching, too. Just because your teacher left us out doesn't mean it doesn't exist. You know, teachers have their own personal bias in some areas, too. So, originally this country ran on the Articles of Confederation, right? They were written back in 1777. And it actually took a few years for them to get ratified. And to think, remember now, these guys are the founding fathers. They're alive at the time this is going on. They know what's happening. They would have stopped this stuff if they didn't want it. They would have stopped all the God talk, wouldn't they? Governor John Langdon of New Hampshire, he called for, ready for this one, for a day of fasting and prayer for America's government. In the prayer, he says that he would be pleased to bless the Great Council of the United States of America and direct their deliberations, that he is God. that he would rain down righteousness upon the earth, revive religion, spread abroad the knowledge of the true God and the Savior of men. This is from our founding fathers in their state constitutions. On May 25th, 1787, delegates from the original states, with the exception of Rhode Island, they met together to rewrite the Articles of Confederation. Instead, they drafted, they actually came up with the first draft of the U.S. Constitution. Now, George Washington, you know, the other atheist, remember him? He opened the Constitutional Convention up stating that the event is in the hand of God. This event, the 55 delegates who wrote the U.S. Constitution, I don't think there wasn't one atheist in the group. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, I mean, matter of fact, they were all Christians. Every single one of them. Or subscribed to the Christian, I'll say, principles. Now, it was Benjamin Franklin, right, probably the least religious guy in the group, who called for prayer at the Constitutional Convention. His words exactly, and I quote, "In the beginning of the contest with Great Britain, when we were sensible of danger, we had daily prayer in this very room for the divine protection." Who's divine? What would the divine be? "Our prayers, sir, were heard, and they were graciously answered. All of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent instances of our superintending providence in our favor." He went on to say, "I have lived a long time, and the longer I live," you ready for this one? This, your atheist is going to pass out. "The more convincing proof I see of this truth that God governs in the affair of men." God governs. Men don't govern in the affairs of men. God governs in the affairs of men. He finished up what we've been assured in the sacred writings, the Bible, "Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it." I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. Total references, continual references to the Bible. So for a bunch of guys that were trying to get away from God, didn't want anything to do with God, they got a problem here. Right? And then you go on from there, Harvard, my God, God's going to be crying over Harvard University. Our founding fathers are going to be crying over Harvard University. Remember, Harvard president Reverend Samuel Langdon, he addressed the New Hampshire delegates with a message titled, "The Republic of the Israelites, an Example to the American States." He said, "Instead of 12 tribes of Israel, we have 13 states of America." He said, "The Israelites may be considered as a pattern to the world of all ages. On Republican principles required laws without..." Yeah, Republic, ooh. "Republican principles required laws without which it must have degenerated immediately into absolute monarchy." He goes on to talk about God's hand, God's favor. Again, this is the president, right, of Harvard University, and a framer of the U.S. Constitution, a framer of this country. I keep saying this because I am tired. Some of you don't remember, don't hear about how wishy-washy our founding father were. Look, there is no perfect Christian walk on this planet, right? Right? You get yourself together. You preach the gospel if that's what you want to do. You share God's love if that's what you want to do. That's up to you. But as you go through this, if you go through this information, for instance, you find out how much they relied on God, not only to write it, but their daily walk, their daily activities. Now, if you don't believe that there was a want for God, now, again, if you read the journals, the journaling of the people in the room at the time all this was taking place, they didn't want the federal government. There was a big fight going on between whether we have a federal government, a state government, how everything was going to run. Right? and the states were left to their own. The goal was that the federal government would not dictate what religion you were going to be forced to live under, if you would. But when you go through state by state, remember, these were written back then when the founding fathers were alive. So if they didn't want this stuff, they could have sat there right there at the table before everybody signed and gone, whoa, 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 what's all this God crud in here? Delaware was the first, you'd never know it, would you? Delaware was the first state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. All right? Their Constitution was written in 1776. You ready for the front of this? The beginning of this? Every person appointed to any office shall subscribe to faith in God the Father and in Jesus Christ, his only Son. And in the Holy Ghost, one God, blessed forevermore, and I do acknowledge the Holy Scriptures, the Old and New Testament, to be given by divine inspiration. Sounds like they want to get away from God, don't it? How about Pennsylvania, the second state? And I'm going to make you guys nuts for a little bit here. Right, second state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. In its state constitution, signed by Benjamin Franklin. Each member, before he takes his seat, shall subscribe that he does believe in one God, the creator and the governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked, and I do acknowledge the scriptures of Old and New Testament to be given by divine inspiration. New Jersey, probably one of the more godless states of the day, the third state to ratify the Constitution. All persons professing a belief in the faith of any Protestant sect who shall demean themselves peaceably under the government shall be capable of being elected. So you had caveats in the state on how you were allowed to be elected. Georgia was the fourth state to ratify the Constitution. They said their representatives shall be chosen out of the residents in each county, and they shall be of the Protestant religion. In other words, they couldn't be Catholic. See, the problem with the Catholics that they had was the Catholics had already had a boss, right? They had the Pope. That's who they answered to. So they felt like you couldn't answer to the state, you couldn't answer to the president and the Pope at the same time. That's where they were coming from. All right, I'll finish this up on the other side of the break, I promise. I like it. We'll be back in a few minutes.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Bacid, your host, always a pleasure. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with us here. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, playing around, doing what you got to do. And some of you I know listen while you're doing other things, and I think that's great. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. I get tinged from time to time. Doesn't take much to send me into orbit. But with some of these, you know, atheists, again, like I said to you, I do get emails from atheists who, I want to say respectful. They want to have an open, honest conversation. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. But when you say things that are blatantly untrue, our founding fathers wanted nothing to do with religion. They wanted nothing to do with God. They wanted, all the stuff that I hear. And then they pull bits and pieces out of comments that they make without taking a whole context. I mean, seriously. And then when they lose the argument, it's, well, they were white supremacists anyway, so whatever. Right, okay. But I'm going through some of the states that originally, and you have to understand that the Constitution, the anti-federalists, if you would, didn't want the government having all the power. They did not want the federal government to be able to, you know, whatever, and have all the power. dictates you everything that you're going to do. What's going on right now with the Supreme Court and everything having to go to the Supreme Court, again, not something they had in mind. Do your own homework. You'll find out, I'm sure. I'm correct. But the states had a different spin. They had a right to do what they wanted to do. As long as it didn't go up against the Constitution, and that was truly pretty much the only job that SCOTUS was supposed to have. They were not supposed to argue every issue and every item. If somebody challenged the law, state and or federal, remember one thing. They render an opinion. They don't make, so many of you think they make law. Once they say, oh, it's the law of the land. There can never be the law of the land coming from the Supreme Court. They're not a legislative body. Okay? They don't have power of the purse. They don't have their own army or whatever. Okay? They're not a legislative group. I mean, think about this stuff. Some of you people run around, you think because of three equal branches. No, they complement each other. They work for and against each other, which is exactly how our founding fathers wanted it. And because they didn't want any knee-jerk reaction, some of you think it takes too long for government to move. In most cases, it's exactly the way they wanted it. They wanted to make sure that you didn't do knee-jerk, stupid stuff, right? And that it would take a little time for you to work through some of these issues. All right, I've been through some of the states that ratified the Constitution. And then what it had in it, in their own, each state has its own constitution. Right? In Connecticut, it was the fifth state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. They had, by the providence of God, I don't know, you can't get any more direct than that, right? Having from their ancestors derived a free and excellent constitution, they're proud of it, whereby the legislation depends on the free and annual election, the free fruition of such liberties and privileges as humanity, civility, and Christianity call for. Massachusetts, one of the most, becoming more and more heathen every day, sorry for my Massachusetts listeners, but think about what you got going on in your state. The sixth state to ratify the U.S. Constitution stated, now, this was written by John Adams. As I recall, he was around in the beginning. If anybody should know that there was supposed to be a separation of church and state, and that God was supposed to be way far away from the government, don't you think anybody think that John should have known that? He went on to say, any person before he execute the duties of his office shall, not might, should want to, maybe if you feel good, no, shall subscribe and declare that I believe in the Christian religion and have a firm persuasion of its truth. The legislation shall authorize the support and maintenance of public Protestant teachers of piety, religion, and morality. In other words, they're paying for pastors to be teaching. Come on, let that sink in. This is why I say you could have an open and honest conversation if they wanted to. If they were smart, they would say, yeah, everything was founded on Christianity, but we've grown since then. And this is why they don't do that. They want you to actually believe that our founding fathers, the beginnings of this country, had absolutely nothing to do with God. And it couldn't be further from the truth. In Maryland, the seventh state to ratify the Constitution, here, ready for this? No other test ought to be required on the admission to any office than such oath of support and fidelity to this state and a declaration of a belief in the Christian religion. I'll go faster. South Carolina, no person shall be eligible to a seat unless he be a Protestant, be of the Protestant religion, the Christian Protestant religion. They even clarify it. They don't want you to be confused. Now, you ready for this? This is going to send you into orbit. No person shall be eligible to a seat unless he be a Protestant religion. The Christian Protestant religion shall be deemed the established religion of this state. So, South Carolina says it's established. Yes. Now, don't you think the founding fathers would have been all over this? Don't you think somebody would have been screaming, yo, John, no, you were there, you signed it. You know that you can't establish a religion. Right? This is how asinine, this is why you need to know these things. Look, you don't have to memorize them. They're easy to get your hands on. Print them up and put them in a nice folder on your computer. Right? In New Hampshire, which has become an interesting state, its constitution says no person shall be capable of being, you can't even be elected if you're not of the Protestant religion. This is why I say to you guys, it's not a matter of trying to fight you with no real information. That's why I say you got to get informed. When you sit there with these people and you're talking with them and they say, no, you know, Jefferson said this and so, okay. Then how did these states who pulled their constitutions together in 1777, 78, 79, 81, I mean, Adams and these guys were still around. If they were bent against making sure that God didn't creep his way into this stuff, sneak his little way in all this stuff, why didn't they stop it? I'm just confused. Right? The 10th state to ratify the U.S. Constitution was Virginia. Their Bill of Rights was written by James Madison. Anybody home? Remember him? He went on to say, written in their Constitution, it is the mutual duty of all to practice Christian forbearance, love, and charity towards each other. You have to declare that's what you're going to do. New York, let me see. They go on to say, the United States of America states declares laws of nature and of nature's God. All men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator. With certain unalienable rights. Appealing to the supreme judge of the world. A firm reliance on the protection of the divine providence, people of this state ordain the free exercise, enjoyment of religious profession, and worship without discrimination. In other words, no, you can't pray in the park. In other words, no, you can't have opening prayer in school or at an event. I'm just reading what it says. This is what our Supreme Court justices need to learn and understand. And I'm not saying they're stupid people. But I think many of them, over the years, have gotten so sucked into what's going on around them that they don't really know how to push back. Seriously. By the way, New York, part of its Constitution, says that the liberty of conscience, hereby granted, shall not be so construed as to exercise acts of, I can never say this word, lasciviousness, sexual immorality. Now somebody's going to decide. They even decided to write that in the Constitution. Think about that. Wouldn't you love it? You know, they're getting Trump on a law that's 100 plus years old. Wouldn't you love it to go back and get into the Constitution of these states and go, yeah, but you're committing adultery and this says you can't do that. So we're going to take you up on adultery charges. Because I don't care what law you pass, the Constitution of the state says you can't do this. In North Carolina, you couldn't hold office if you denied the being of God or the truth held forward by the Protestant religion. Rhode Island, the 13th state, right? Theirs opens up by the blessing of God, a full liberty in religious concernments, rightly grounded upon the gospel, the principle to give the best, greatest security in the true Christian faith and worship of God. They're all about Christianity in that state. Or they were. Oh, I got so many more. I'm not going to read them all, but 13 states, 13 constitutions. You got to believe in God to hold office. That's what they said. Hey, Joe Mancini, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me, guys. Be back tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be back tomorrow.